Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who haven't, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. We will continue from where we stop. Page 103. Part 3.1. Understanding what sati or mindfulness is very important. Sati is before the knowing, just an awareness within the moment without thought. That is phenomenal and the mind as one without thought. Like anapanasati or mindfulness of the in and out breath. Just feel the breathing, and then mind and breath move as one in complete synchrony without thought, following the Buddha's instruction. Breathing in, one is aware. Breathing out, one is aware, etc. A calm and peaceful mind is only a byproduct of a well-trained mind. But the main purpose and intent of the Buddha's meditation is not about becoming peaceful and calm only, but to develop the wisdom to be at peace with all situations. Otherwise, one will be trapped with a mind that is attached to the calm and peaceful meditation as the good meditation. And when your meditation is not peaceful and calm, then you are not happy. You can be afflicted, and you label it as bad meditation. Hence, your sensual desire, ill will, which are hindrance of mind, are still there. Like the saying goes, any sense experience, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant, is a prelude to suffering or dukkha. Even very fantastic and so-called good meditative experiences, including the experiencing of jhana, seeing of nimitta, etc., are just conditioned arising state within meditation. And unless one can develop the wisdom of them to free the mind, then they are not much use. Then there's a question. Virtue, during the meditation, when I hear the birds very loud and excited chirping, I follow your instruction, just be aware and no more nothing. Again, the question, is it correct? So you listen to what I answer, then you will learn more. I answer her. It is very dangerous to do that, because when you quote me and follow what I say via your own interpretation of it without proper investigation to develop your own understanding, then you can become gullible. The reason being, when you are fully aware and without thought, the listening is very different, because it is with the silent mind in full creative awareness and attentiveness. Only then can you truly awaken via clearly witnessing the condition arising nature of the hearing consciousness within your meditation. This is not a concept or a theory, but truly realizing it during the meditation. So that is the reason why I always say, don't quote me, but just cultivate to investigate and find out for yourself whether what I have said to you is the truth or not. Don't just believe me and be gullible, okay? Nevertheless, it's a good question, because if you don't ask, I cannot point out your mistake and explain further. When you meditate, you just relax your body and mind. First support is relax body and mind, and maintain the silent inner awareness to be watchful of what is going on within the form and mind. How one reacts to sense experience and get conditioned into the various mind state to become afflicted via one's heedlessness and wrong view. And how one functions as a human being. And how we become what we are. How our mind, thought, feelings, and emotion arise and pass away, following the dwelling or law of paticca samuppada or dependent origination. Awareness or sati is the silent mind before the knowing, and it is just awareness without thought. There is mind and phenomena as one in perfect harmony and synchrony to move and flow with life. But due to ignorance and delusion, the mind cannot become heedful or mindful because it thinks a lot and becomes very heedless via its habitual tendency. Through ignorance, the mind keeps on reacting to sense experience to arise the like and dislike, the fear, the worry, and anxiety, and restlessness, including doubt, etc., throughout the day. These are the five mental hindrances of mind that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner calmness or inner peace. Such continuous heedless thinking with the five mental hindrances will become so habitual. And this is the reason why most living beings think a lot and they find it so difficult to meditate. The moment they close their eyes, there are so many thoughts. So the first thing to do in meditation is to develop the opposite five spiritual faculty of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya via your daily devotional puja to counter the hindrance, thereby reversing all this heedless thinking so as to become more peaceful and calm. Another skillful means is to do the mind sweeping method to just feel and relax the body and mind without thinking, so as to decondition your habitual heedless thinking. It will also train your mind to be at the location you want it to be. This is followed by anapanasati, or mindfulness of the in and out breath, so as to develop apamada, or heedfulness of mind. When the mind is trained and heedful, it listens to you. You want it to be silent, calm, and peaceful. It will just do that. You want it to be aware at the moment of feeling, perception, activity of mind and consciousness, it will just do that. Such a mind can meditate and understand what is going on. You want it to think, then only it thinks. Otherwise, it is silent, relaxed, and just aware with it. The mind becomes like your obedient and faithful servant, and it is always at your command to do what you instruct it to do, especially to live and experience all of the beauties and wonders of life, and live life to the fullest and meaningfully. If the user of thought is wise, then thought becomes beautiful, right, and wholesome thought. Otherwise, if the user of thought is evil and heedless, then thought becomes evil. There is wrong thought that constantly conditions one's evil root of greed, hatred, and delusion, leading to all the suffering and misery. This is the reason why the Noble Eightfold Path is about right thought only. The cultivation of the five spiritual faculties is very important because it can help you overcome the five mental hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, stuff and topple, restlessness of mind, and doubt, thereby enabling you to understand easily the Buddha Dhamma and meditation as taught by the Buddha. Radiating love and metta, we are reciting, may this body and mind of mine be well and happy always, also help complement the cultivation, because it will bring about a calm and composed mind with a lot of inner well-being and happiness. And this positive mind state of good vibration will help improve and strengthen your immune system. When the mind has a lot of well-being, joy and metta or love, it can become calm and composed because it is without the heedless thinking and the hindrance of mind. Hence, it can be heedful to develop the meditation, especially after a stressful day. If one can meditate to bring about inner peace, inner well-being, and inner clarity of mind, to develop the wisdom then one can be in a state of constant relaxed inner awareness with a lot of inner peace and joy always. Then meditation involves two important steps. The first step is to train the mind to be heedful or ever mindful via deconditioning one's habitual heedless thinking. Then the second step is to use that trained or heedful mind to meditate via cultivating Noble Eightfold Path. Especially the four foundations of mindfulness. It is also very important to understand what sati is. Also to understand that vipassana is not a knowledge and you can be practiced or learned via thought-based meditation. But it is an insight or wisdom that has to be awakened to while the direct seeing without thought, via the direct seeing without thought. And wisdom is not a rigid knowledge that can be learned or practiced, but it is an understanding which is not rigid. That's the reason why the Buddha always said, he only shows us the way, but we must walk the path ourselves to awaken to it. Then we stand for the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, and anatta. And vipassana is to insight into. So the meaning of vipassana is to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, thus awakening to this truth. There are no short notes for Heart Sutta 27 and 28, because Brother Theo's sharing was just based on a review of Heart Sutra class 26 short note. So that's why we don't have short note. Then we jump to 32. Yeah, from 29 we jump to 32. Yeah, no mistake. Yeah. Okay. This one I think I have gone through. I need somebody to read for me. Tell me. Page 106.
Chapter 32, part 1. No more notes for this section. Previous notes are more than adequate for your cultivation. So do strive on with heedfulness. Part 2, Heart Sutra Lesson 32. The emptiness of the 18 fields or 18 sense realms. Page 78. 2.1. The 18 sense realm consists of 3 sets of 6. Number 1, first set of 6. Refer to the 6 internal sense bases or organs, which is 5 physical and 1 mental. Number 2, second set of 6. Refers to the 6 external sense bases or sense data. And the number 3, third set of 6. Refers to their 6 respective sense door consciousness. Understanding these 18 fields or 18 sense realms can lead to the understanding of how you know the world and how you interact with the world, plus how you function as a human being, leading to the understanding of who are you and what are you. It is important for us to understand what sankhara is. Sankhara is the content of consciousness or everything that your mind can do, including the aggregates of feeling and perception. It includes all of your mental movements and activities, like mental states, intention, planning and scheming, formations, conditions, view and opinions, etc. The consciousness aggregate is the pure receptacle. Consciousness and its content becomes the thought, which is the five mental, which is the mental five aggregates of form and mind that the Buddha referred to under the final summary of the first noble truth of dukkha, in which the Buddha said, in short, it is due to one's self-delusion, sakkaya ditti, that conditions one's craving and clinging to grasp onto these five aggregates of form and mind that he called dukkha. This is due to self-delusion. Living beings tend to attach or cling to their physical form, mental feeling, external forms that they come to perceive with every moment of consciousness. Their mental thinking and mental consciousness, taking them to be real and calling them the I and the me and the mind, leading to all the suffering. Take for example, when one perceives their loved ones, good friends, colleagues or pets, or various prized possessions like their property, money and wealth, etc., and grabs onto them, then what happens? The fear of separation or losing them can arise if we don't have the wisdom and deludedly perceive them as really belonging to you. Once you have attachment or grasping to them, you can be afflicted and you will become very fragile and vulnerable. It is due to delusion that conditions you to grasp and cling onto them because you fail to see their impermanence, suffering and anatta or non-self nature. All sense experience and phenomena, no matter how alluring, are a prelude to suffering because they are of the nature to arise and pass away or cease. So they will separate from you. Without wisdom developed via heedfulness, one will not be able to accept this reality. One must train one's mind to be heedful or ever mindful, to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path and the four foundations of mindfulness, leading to the enlightenment via realization of the four noble truths. 2.2. The fourth foundation of mindfulness, third category of cultivation, mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases, is related to the 18 sense realms and the 12 links of independent origination and the fire sermon cultivation. In the fire sermon, the Buddha preached about achieving liberation from suffering through detachment from the five senses and mind consciousness. In this discourse, the Buddha described the sense bases and resultant mental consciousness or phenomena as burning with passion, aversion, delusion and suffering. Seeing such, a noble disciple becomes disenchanted with dispassion and thus liberated from the senses base, thereby achieving arahantship. This is described in more details below. Thus I heard, on one occasion the Blessed One was living in Gaya, at Gaya Sisa, accompanied by 1,000 bhikkhus. The Buddha proclaimed, bhikkhus, all things are burning.
Yes, this is from the fire sermon. So you listen. This is a very powerful sutta. When the Buddha proclaimed this sutta, it seems a lot of people become arahant, especially the group that believe in the, they got a type of tradition that follow the fire, they believe in the fire, so they like fire as their symbol of meditation or their organization and all those things. That's why it's called the fire sermon. Yeah, continue.
Sabang bikave aditang. What bhikkhus are all these things burning? The eye bhikkhus is burning. Virtual forms are burning. Virtual forms or sense data received by the eyes are burning. Eye or seeing consciousness is burning. Eye contact is burning. Also, whatsoever feeling felt as pleasant or unpleasant or painful or neither pleasant nor unpleasant or painful that arises with eye contact, that too is burning. With what are they burning? Burning with the fire of lust, of passion, loba, with the fire of hate, dosa, and with the fire of delusion, moha. I say it is burning with birth, aging, and death, with sorrow, with lamentation, with pain, with grief, with despair. The ear, bhikkhus, is burning. Sounds are burning. Vibrations or sense data received by the ears are burning. Ear or hearing consciousness is burning. Ear contact is burning. Also, whatsoever feeling felt as pleasant or unpleasant or painful, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant or painful, that arises with ear contact, that too is burning. With what are they burning? Burning with the fire of lust or passion, loba, with the fire of hate, dosa, and with the fire of delusion, moha. I say it is burning with birth, aging, and death, with sorrow, with lamentation, with pain, with grief, with despair. The Buddha then repeated the same for all the other sense door consciousness as below. The nose bhikkhus is burning. Odors are burning. Smells or sense data received by the nose are burning. Nose or smell consciousness is burning. Nose contact is burning. The tongue bhikkhus is burning. Tastes are burning. Tastes or sense data received by the body are burning. Tongue or taste consciousness is burning. Tongue or taste contact is burning. The body bhikkhu is burning. Tactile sensation are burning. Tactile feelings or sense data received by the body are burning. Body or tactile consciousness is burning. Tongue contact is burning. The mind is burning. Thoughts are burning. Mental objects received by the mind are burning. Mind or thoughts consciousness is burning. Mind contact is burning. Also, whatever is felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with mind contact, that too is burning. With what are they burning? Burning with the fire of lust or passion, loba, with the fire of hate, dosa, and with the fire of delusion, moha. I say it is burning with birth, aging, and death, with sorrow, with lamentation, with pain, with grief, with despair. Because when a noble disciple who has heard this truth and clearly seeing things thus, he becomes weary of the eye, weary of visual forms, weary of eye or seeing consciousness, weary of eye contact, and weary of whatsoever is felt as pleasant or unpleasant or painful, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant or painful, that arises with eye contact.
Stop for a while. I have to explain a bit. So after that, the Buddha repeat, for all the other items. Then he also talk about hearing consciousness. Because initially it's seeing consciousness, then hearing consciousness, then smell, then tongue or taste consciousness, then tactile. Then he becomes wary of the mind. So mind consciousness and all those things, he repeat. Then he said, in this way, he become free of passion. See, passion is your greed. Yeah? And he became aware of feeling. With insight knowledge and wisdom, he knows there is no more birth, that the holy life is his, that he has done all that should be done. These were the Blessed One's words when he spoke to the bhikkhu thus. The whole congregation of 1,000 bhikkhu rejoiced, approved of his word, and attained liberation from the asava through clinging no more, and their hearts were completely free. It seems all of them become arahant, 1,000 of the bhikkhu. So this sermon is very powerful. I don't know whether Prahati can confirm. According to Reverend Suvarna, when the Buddha proclaimed this sermon, it seems not only human beings become enlightened, arahant. It seems the devas, the heavenly realm, a lot more. Down there, the monk they know was 1,000, but up there they say million. Because all the various realms, they rejoice like anything. You know why is this sermon so powerful or not? Yeah, use the mic. Yeah, fire worshipping God. Yeah, pass it to Brother Tay, yes.
I have not read this sutra, but in essence, they were fire worshippers. When Buddha saw them doing that, then the Buddha just expounded to them, saying that the whole body, mind, everything is burning because of these sensation feelings and all those.
But what about that part when million, a lot more in the heavens become enlightened?
That part I can't remember, but I believe it is quite possible.
Yeah, because Reverend Suvarna mentioned it, I remember. Then I become very interested in this sermon. Then the moment I read, I understand why it can happen now. Because like Brother Tay said, they were fire worshipper. So you got to teach them in terms of Dhamma that is related to fire. So when you use fire, it really stand out, isn't it? So he just explained the six sandals. You know what are the six sandals, isn't it? Just now you went through, isn't it? Huh? The five physical senses, isn't it? Then the mind. So this six sandals, the way the mind function, follow what?
It's always comes into contact, there's vibration, everything is in a state of flux.
What is that teaching?
Impermanence and
non-self. No. The 12 link, understand not? Paticca samuppada. That's why this is under cittanupassana. That's why I say cittanupassana is paticca samuppada, dependent origination, the 12 link. And what the Buddha is teaching them is the 12 link, but without telling them it's the 12 link. Because fire, they can compare. They are familiar. And then they understand what is burning. So when they worship fire, means they know it's very, very important to them, fire. So when Buddha used the same word, he said, all is burning. Do you get any impact? You definitely say, burning means what? Let's say this one is burning me. What happened? Very hot. I touch it, it torment me. It burn me, it make me miserable. So that's why he start the opening statement. All is burning. Then after that, he slowly introduced the senses one by one. And this is how you know the world, understand? Through what? Through your senses, isn't it? Through your hearing consciousness, through your smell, taste, tactile, and thought. That's why those who have the spiritual quality or faculty, they can connect very fast. That's why I came to my own contemplation. I contemplate, then I realize, without mind, I am nothing. But when mind arises, everything arises. Then I ask myself, how do I know the world? How do I interact with the world? How did I become alive? This is what I asked. And I did it on my own. Then I realized, like the Buddha said, mind is a forerunner of all things. That's why I came to know this mind. Because of this mind, the common denominator, upon contact, it can give rise to all the six sense doors. You understand? And this is how you know the world, through your senses. Correct or not? And when you know, you can interact. Correct or not? You can perceive them, you can label them, you can interact with them. So without senses, you are dead. You are nothing. Because without senses, the mind also cannot create consciousness. You cannot see. You cannot hear. You cannot smell. You cannot taste. You cannot tactile feel or think. So this is very powerful. Then the Buddha knew to explain dependent origination is not easy, like what I explained here. Yeah? That's why the commentary, even those monks over the years, they cannot explain all this. So they come out with what? Three periods of time. Three periods of time easy to explain. You know why? Yeah? They say this ignorance is past life ignorance. You understand? Because of ignorance, what happened? They say, yeah? You die. Understand? Not? So, die means sankhara activity. They call it karmic volition, the second one. You know what is karmic volition? Your karmic activity. Because of karma, because of avijja, you die. Then karmic volition, the death consciousness, condition one. What is this V? Vijnanang. He said this is rebirth consciousness. Oh, he said like that, meaningful. Understand? Not? Then after rebirth consciousness, he said, oh, human being come about, namarupa. Logical or not? Very easy to explain it. Well, they didn't meditate to understand the other explanation. So, after the human being born, the sense basis will be there, correct or not? Logical or not? Huh? Then after the sense basis is there, what happened? It can make contact. Then feeling arise. Then after that, craving arise, grasping, becoming. Then arise the whole mess of suffering. And that's how they understand. Then after that, he said, becoming give rise to birth. Ah, you reborn again, next life. That's why the three lives. Past life ignorant, present life, then die. That becoming, they cannot understand. That birth, they cannot understand. They say, must die, only got birth. You agree or not? Why no? Yeah, that's why very good. My daughter said, take so long to realize this. You know what is happening now? This dependent origination is instantaneous. When the Buddha say, dependent on craving arises grasping. You know what is grasping or not? Huh? Tanha, pachya, upatan, grasping. Dependent on grasping arises what? Huh? Ah, becoming, bhavo. Or bhava. This is becoming. Becoming. Then, dependent on becoming, arises? Ah, birth. Then the whole mess of suffering. Yeah. So this birth, they thought next life. Logical or not? Then arises the whole mess of suffering. That's how the dwelling finish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Understand not? This is the final one. Whole mess of suffering, dukkha. What the Buddha meant is different. He said, upon feeling, your mind stir because of avijja. Correct or not? When it stir, what happened? Craving is what? Positive and negative. What is that? Like and dislike. Pleasant and unpleasant. Or the duality. Envy, jealousy, hatred, or lustful. Understand? You understand what this one is? Craving. You crave for it already. Understand? Not? You know what is crave for? When you desire it. So here only desire, not so bad. When it comes to grasping, is what? You know what is that or not? Because you grasp already. So the Hokkien word words are very good, huh? Nghe nghe ai, you know what nghe nghe, cắt ngắn lìa. In English is called what? Huh? Cắt ngắn lìa. Huh? Ah, obsessed. Ah, you become obsessed already. Then when you become obsessed, you act out of it. Means you become that lust, understand or not? This is the becoming, you become that lust. Then you go and rape. You transgression. Means you take birth, understand or not? The lust take birth and become the rapist. Understand or not? That's why you go to jail. You got sentenced. Or people whack you, or the police come after you, then arises the whole mess of suffering. This is the real dependent origination, happening every moment, every instant. Why wait for three lives to understand one movement? Understand? If it's three lives, got use or not? No use. As a theory, maybe, knowledge. You understand? Can follow or not? That's why all can be explained. You see the point or not? Any textbook tell you this? The monk that come nearest is Ajahn Buddhadasa. He cannot explain all this. But he did know that this is within the moment. He also don't believe the three period of time. In my introduction of that book, I wrote. Fong, have you read the introduction? Pass the mic.
The five emotions.
Yes.
Hatred, jealousy.
That one is three.
Right.
Hatred and delusion.
That'll be under craving, is that right?
Yes. Where the content of consciousness is there. But that one, when it's craving, means I got desire. Like good food, I crave for it. I want to have it. But I haven't developed the grasping. No. Understand or not? You understand or not? Not swimming and I already know. You understand? Then you become the lustful thing. Understand? You can follow. That is what becoming is all about. How did I know that? Because I went through life, I realized it's like that. Because when I was young, you know what happened? There were incidents that let me understood this law. Because I saw something that I like, understand not? But I got no money to have it, understand not? Then I desire it so badly, you know. I crave for it, you know. Day and night think about it, you know. Until I realize what happened to me, you know. Then I couldn't go against my conscience to ask my father to spend that money to buy that thing for me. You understand not? Then I realize, what am I doing? I'm being selfish just because I want. I crave. Then I desire it so badly until I think of all sorts of funny way to get it. But luckily, I didn't go and think of stealing it. Understand? Huh? You understand? Huh? Other people will think of how to steal from the friend, the classmate. Understand? Huh? Or steal from the shop. But I don't have that. But the only thing that I can thought of is my father, if he really loved me and willing to spend that type of money and buy it for me, maybe I can ask it for him. Then I reflect, I'm the second in the family, you know. There are seven more brothers and sisters down me, you know. How can I be so selfish? You understand? Huh? Then when I was the second one, my father was very unhappy when my elder brother dropped out of school in Standard 6. He has great expectation for him because he's the eldest. And during that time, the 50s and the 60s, my elder brother is 6 years older than me. Standard 6 also cannot pass, drop out. So my father was very, very like disillusioned. Disappointed. The word should be disappointed. So you know what he did? He put all the expectation on me. And you know what I did? I determined to be successful. I was last in the class, number one. Standard 2, second last. My neighbor that went with me was last. So I say, luckily. And you know, I never felt bad. I never felt that I got no future. I was very stupid. No. Inside, I knew when I was very young. Sana 1, Sana 2. You love lah. One day, I will become what I am. I believe in my nature. I knew I will become different. From the way things happened to my life, I knew I am no normal being or ordinary person. The way I reflect, the way I look at the world, the way I understand things, totally different. Then I realized, if I don't get a scholarship or a loan, I cannot depend on my father to go to university. Do you realize that? Because if I go, I deprive all the others of the opportunity. That's why I determined to study very hard. Then I did very well in my academic, Form 5, Form 6. Then I got, you see, last time in my state, Kedah, it's very difficult for non-Malay to get a scholarship. Do you understand? The whole state, during my time, only one non-Malay entitled to scholarship. The nine, state loan. And it so happened that year, where I took maths, I topped the class in the maths class. But there was one lady, my classmate, Goh Ping Ping, she very intelligent and very smart. She topped the bio class. And because her Form 6 result was better than mine, she got the scholarship. And I became the next one that get the first of the nine Kedah state loan. Wow, with that I knew. I tell myself, I thank my good karma. I say, my future is already established. At that time, I really knew. That's why when I wrote the essay, my GP teacher, you know what he wrote down there? No? He never say good or bad. No? He used these three words. You all can read for me or not? Oh, you can remember, Shichan. Oh, Alicia, yeah, may she follow. She put this comment there. Until my classmate, who was the prefect, he got so curious, he want to find out what I wrote. No, why the teacher go and write this? You know what I wrote or not? I wrote something that no student write one. I said, to me, Form 6 is just a stepping stone to tertiary education. And when I can do this, my future is guaranteed. And I wrote a lot of things about how I understand things. Until the teacher gave me this comment. Then recently, a few years back, we had a school gathering. We invited all the... And this teacher came. And I went and thanked her with full gratitude and what. Then I also took her for dinner and the husband. So what happened was, I told her this. She said, yes, I remember that student. But I didn't know it was you. Because he read the essay, he don't know what to say. You know. He just put this off. Did your teacher write this for you? I tell you. That's why you know you are different. The way I look things, the way I express myself, completely different. So what happened is, when you understand this, what did the Buddha say? All is burning. What is burning? Because the sixth sense, at the moment of consciousness, when you see something, what organ did you use? That's why he said the eye is burning. Why? Because avijja, understand or not? Then after eye is what? You go and make contact, you create consciousness. He said seeing consciousness is burning, understand or not? He didn't say rebirth consciousness is burning, you understand? And it's obviously from here, the fire sermon, he doesn't mean rebirth consciousness. Do you understand? Can you see this? Then after that, what did he say? Read. I say. Why can't you read? And he somehow asked, with what are they burning? Burning with what? The three evil root born of ignorance, sakayadity, self-delusion, burning with lust, passion. That's why I put there loba. Not the loba. Loba. Loba means that evil root of greed. The meaning is very deep. Then the next one is dosa. The evil root of ill will, hatred, envy, jealousy. Then the next one is moha, delusion. So you look at the way he explained, it's very good. He said, the eye, viku, is burning. Then what is the sense data? Visual form are burning. Means everything your eyes see through the perception, that itself, if you have the wisdom, you know it's giving you trouble, understand not? Burning is what? Because of avijja, you have greed, hatred, and delusion. Correct or not? Then after the sense data come in, the next one is what? He said visual form are burning. Means the external form. Then the external form come in, sense data received by the eye are burning. Do you realize? Then the next one? When the sense data come in upon contact, seeing consciousness is burning. You understand? That's why this is the dependent origination chain. This one, and this one. Then after that, this is the mental consciousness, the five aggregate. Then dependent on this arises a sense basis. That's why he say contact is burning. Then feeling is burning. Now you understand? This fire sermon is so powerful. The way you see, if everything is burning me, spiritually killing me, understand not? Burning me, tormenting me, make me miserable. You somewhere there to cling. I let you touch. Let's say this one is burning hot, molten. The moment you touch, you never touch it again, I tell you. True or not? But do you all have that understanding? Yeah, you don't believe. Because you say the world is so luring. Understand? You know why luring? Leo you. So interesting. So many good things. Then when there is love, you forgot about suffering and pain. Understand? But I told you what. All sensual pleasure is a prelude to? So they have this joke. Isn't it? Every person who go through life married, you got three type of ring. First ring is when you engage. Correct or not? Angie? Engagement ring. Got or not? Then married exchange ring. You get your spouse ring. That is your second ring. Then after that, suffering. The third ring. You understand? That's why you got three rings. Then Alexander the Pope that wrote that book, Lucky Best, he said reality start when? After the first day of marriage. True or not? The true color only show out. Before that, very, very different one. Darling, don't worry. Take your time. I can wait. I'm very patient one. What do you like to eat? After that, why take so long? What are you doing? Pain ICI, Different already, understand? Then after that, very impatient already. Every day also go shopping. You think money, not money, So, when the true color come out, you realize what the Buddha said is correct. Any of the sensual pleasure that you come to confront in life, if you are not careful, it's a prelude to suffering. It only happens when you don't have the Dhamma, understand? If you have the Dhamma, husband, wife, very loving. Very good. Understand? So don't be deceived. You can have, but don't attach. Have Dhamma. Are there everything you can touch? Understand? You can have the good life. So the teaching is very easy, very clear. So if you have not received the Dhamma, you still don't understand this, my advice is never touch. Then remember fire sermon. Everything is burning. You better wake up. That's why a lot of Kayanamita don't get married. You realize? A lot of them not married. I don't know why, you ask them. But a lot also married and yet very loving. Understand? So don't go and use your thought, your mundane mind to imagine and think of all these things. Yeah? Now can follow, huh? The real dependent origination. Yeah. Yes, Maya, you say something. Pass the mic to her.
The sixth sense basis comes in at number 5 and not before avijja. Or I understand wrongly, is it?
You didn't listen. You didn't read the note. I explain again. Listen. Dependent on ignorance because you don't understand. You don't understand what? The truth, the Dhamma. Understand not? Then what do? You want to know. What do? You think. Understand not? This is thinking. Understand not? That's why dependent on ignorance arises mental activity. This is not karmic volition. This is mental activity, thinking. So thinking makes contact with the mundane mind. True or not? Then like the physics experiment, what happened? Consciousness arise. You understand? The mind consciousness arise. Then you input the content of consciousness, then form and mind, the mental five aggregate arise. Understand? So dependent on five mental aggregate of form and mind, there must be sense basis. Understand or not? You understand or not? Otherwise, how can you see? How can seeing consciousness come about? How can thought consciousness come about? They come about because there must be sense basis. Otherwise, it cannot arise. Then when dependent on sense basis, contact arises. They cannot get through this. Understand or not? If there is no rebirth into a human being, they cannot get a sense basis. Because they don't understand how we function. The Buddha is talking about a human being with the form and mind. Understand or not? Going through this. That's why the sense basis is there. It's just like you. Correct or not? Before you enlighten, you got this or not? Huh? You got an A, right? And what is A? Not good one. Avijja. So, as a human being, you have avijja. Then what you do? You don't understand. You want to know. You think lah. Correct or not? After you think, what happened? You make contact. Mental consciousness in your brain there. In your mundane mind there, come out. Then what you do? Your views, opinion, and your conditioning, you input the content based on your memory, based on your conditioning. Then what happened? The content ran in, the thought arise. And this is the five degree of form and mind, the thought. So without the brain as an organ giving rise to consciousness, how can this consciousness arise? Do you understand? Then without the eye to see and the mind to make contact, how can seeing consciousness arise? Seeing consciousness is also part of the mental consciousness. Understand? Because this mind, mental consciousness, is common to all the senses. You follow? Yeah? So definitely, when the form and mind, which is the second aspect, five aggregate of form and mind, for this to arise, there must be sense basis. That's how it come about. You follow? Yeah? Wan Yuan, you asked that question. Do you see now? You don't need to go and create new sense basis there. Because you think this one is illogical. Why? Because this one, then how did the sense basis? You say this one come after the five. But ignorant first. It's not like that. This fellow that has ignorant already has this. Understand now? That's why he's a human being. Do you understand? The human being that is not enlightened has avijja. Then it has a mundane mind. Understand? So this sankhara make contact. This one is all there already. Then the mental consciousness come out. Then through your conditioning, views and opinion, you input the content. Then with the content go in, the Buddha said, dependent on this, there must be sense basis. Otherwise it cannot arise. Now you understand. Why no reaction? Yes. Let my daughter try. Yeah, come.
That The way I understand it, right, like my daddy said, this whole thing is what we are, human being, up until the sense basis. Your eye is always there, your ear is always there, your mouth is always there. Every day you see things, you hear things, non-stop one. It's not that it come after certain thing happen. This is always there. Your consciousness is always there. Your brain, the sankhara, we got avijja, so every time also still got sankhara. So with all this always there, then when it comes to the, when a feeling arises, the craving is when we have the duality of a preference. When we start to prefer something, this one better than that. This one, then the greed, hatred, delusion start. It's until here, still not so bad. You just have a preference. Then when you're obsessed, I think that word is very good. It made me think clearer. So when you grasp, you're obsessed, you must want the better one. Then you become, then because greed, hatred, delusion, become evil. Because greed, hatred, delusion makes you a very evil person. Yeah. When you become evil. And when you act on your evil thought, you become, you really give rise, you create this evil person already. Then it starts. Then your whole life.
Understand? Take birth means transgression already, not at the thought level anymore already. You come out already, you acted out physically already. Your action come out, whack people already. Understand? Or rape people already. So all this is what birth is all about. And when you give birth to wrong speech, you scold people, understand? You come out with harsh speech. That is what birth is all about. You can follow. Huh? Still cannot follow. Every day doing it also cannot follow.
I was thinking, we see something, then we don't understand, then only it starts. But we start with avijja.
Aiyo. Before you enlighten, do you have avijja or not? Before the thing start, when you are born, because rebirth consciousness, you already got avijja, understand or not? That's why this was there before you are born. Otherwise, how to take birth? Unless you bodhisattva, understand or not? Then you don't come with your rebirth consciousness. You come with a pure mind, love and compassion. Then, don't have avijja. That's why bodhisattva are different, understand or not? They don't have this complication, understand or not? They come, their nature different. So, before you are born, because of ignorance, it conditioned rebirth. So that rebirth come already from my mind. And then only dependent origination start. That's why this is instantaneous. Within the human form and mind. This is what the teaching is all about. Every moment, every instant. Sometimes didn't finish, I told you. Another sense door take over. That's why I say it's multidimensional. And it shifts around because your mind functions very fast. Then suddenly the thought arises, or you hear something, smell something or what, especially the smell. Suddenly you go kitchen. What happened? Got curry. Your Hitler thinking, you forgot already. Straight away the nose, you call that smell. Oh, curry. Oh, I like it. Then you go to table, first thing you look is what? Curry. You don't know how you function because you're not mindful, you're not observant. You take things for granted. Like Manyuan say, how can avijja come first? He said, before I see, I got no ignorance. You understand? This is what he's trying to tell you. Before you see, you got ignorance or not? Before your enlightenment. You sure God, where got before I see, I got no ignorance. You see that point or not, Mayan? So ignorance was there, whether you see or you don't see, you sleep also is there. That's why you dream that funny thing, understand? You got phobia, everything. I really say this one don't start after the human being come, understand? So nothing to do with physical form. Before the human being is there, this thing don't start, understand? This one is after the human being come. This one got meaning, understand or not? Every moment, every instant is happening. But you're not mindful, you're not aware, you cannot see. And the Buddha give you the teaching already. All the words are there already. Also cannot understand. Brother Teo explains, still cannot understand. So how? Yeah, what my daughter say is very good. Yeah.
Just now the example I gave, right? Did I lock my car? That is, before I didn't see any. I was walking away. I walking to the office building. I did. I say, did I lock my car? Is suddenly, did I lock my car? Wow. Then start to think. Then the handphone, everything. Then down here, when it say I will lose my handphone. Then I start to scold people, why the bus late, why I cannot get out of the building. Then it all start already. Then I become a very angry person. I scold people, maybe I hit an old lady when I run out, run back to the car. And then all this happened, all the karma all start to happen already. Yeah. So it started with just that feeling of, like, did I lock the car? Don't have to see anything.
Because when you lock, you are not mindful. Understand? That's why you cannot recollect, you cannot recall. It doesn't mean you are not mindful, means you are absent-minded. You understand or not? Because when you are doing that thing, either you are thinking, heedless, or you are aware of other things. Understand? Not? Then when you want to lock, you take for granted. Because every day you do, understand? Not? Habitual, repetitive. So you don't pay attention. That's why how you wake up also you don't know. How you walk to the washroom also you are not mindful. But you are conscious that you are walking to the toilet or washroom. Do you understand the difference between the first sentence and the second sentence? You are not aware how you go to the toilet. But you are conscious that you are going to the toilet. Do you understand the two different? You conscious doesn't mean you are mindful of what you are doing, understand or not? Your thought tell you, yeah, toilet. Yeah, I'm in the toilet. But when you walk, you think, understand or not? That's why you are not aware of how you go to the toilet. But you are conscious that you are in the toilet. You understand? The real mindfulness is not what all the vipassana people think or most of the cultivator think. When you really do it, you can understand all the, you can explain this to me. That's why I keep on waiting for people to tell me all this. But cannot. I got to wait for that stage that I say a little bit. Reach the stage that I say a little bit. You can ask them, the last 5 years, I never explained so slowly and so clearly. Understand not? I just explained, finish. You can ask them, oh. And they say, why like that? Because of condition, understand not? And for Man Yuan, that one also, it's not what they call, I think people don't like that word, stupid question. There is no such thing as stupid question. Every question has its condition. Because as I explain, the meaning come out. Understand or clearer? You understand? Yeah. So what's the time already? If we keep too long, we don't have much time. Oh. So clear enough, right? Huh? Clear? Yeah. So, Mayan? Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Who want to ask? Oh, Panchi, yes, Sadhu. Panchi understand. She could.
Not really. Brother Teo.
Yes.
At which point of the, at Link. Which point can we intercept so that this thing doesn't take us on?
Ayo, I already told you. Yoni so manasikara cannot be learned. Understand? You have means you have. So you know what are all the vipassana people telling you? Because they say, here is the culprit. Feeling, condition, craving. This is where the evil will come in. So learn to let go. Cut at feeling. You go and believe. You're logical, isn't it? If I let go, I got no craving, isn't it? With avijja, 100% this fellow is there. This fellow can remain pure feeling, like yesterday I write, is when you are non-grasping aggregate. Pure aggregate of the arahant and beyond. You understand? Can follow? This one cannot cut. How to cut? You think kitchen knife? Cut. This one you better go and think. Cannot cut. That's why I last night tell they all, they like don't believe me, you know. Then they are very interested in letting go teaching, no. The book also write one, no. Learn to let go, no. So I ask you one question. Who learned to let go? Huh? No, no, no. Now don't go to thought. It's definitely thought. No. But who let go? The person who? The person who hold. Means he got avijja, understand? No? And he want to let go. You ask yourself, can or not? You got ignorant, you want to cut a feeling. Because you know Dhamma in theory, understand? No? Because the Buddha say, dependent on feeling, right craving what? So I cut a feeling, no more craving what? Logical or not? The logic is always not the truth. The truth is when you meditate, it's different. That's why I told Yun Chan, without wisdom, feeling 100%, immediately like lightning, zoop, this one come out already. You remember Pang told me in Suyan's house, Thursday class, protective. You put that 12 link, I realize that the moment I start to perceive in negativity, straight away I suffer already, misery already, down here already. And this link, how to see? Understand? Huh? And I remember very clearly because I explained to Pang. He is here. So he used to attend Thursday class last night, a lot of time, and he was very good. He became quite good. But he still don't have the daily mindfulness to see how this move. That's why he realized straight away, can not only cut a feeling, no, cannot even see contact, cannot even understand how the sense bases create all this. No. You see, upon contact at the sense basis, consciousness arises. You understand or not? The physics experiment show you the light bulb light up. Understand or not? So here is another dimension, understand or not? At the sense basis, upon contact, ignorant contact, consciousness actually arises. So all these are moving together simultaneously. It's not linear. It's multidimensional. So here, ignorant contact. Contact is here. That's why it arises. This thinking make contact, then arise the vinyanang. So you don't go and think, ayo, sense basis, then only got contact. At the moment of avijja already got. You can follow. So all these are multidimensional. So because of this sense basis, there is contact here also. So contact here, contact there. And all happening together. That's why this one, come back, vinyanang. That's why this word, do you know what this word is now? Acham Buddha Dasa always use this word. He joined these two words. Sankara Sanya. When you think, you perceive. Correct or not? Correct or not? If you don't think, you perceive or not? When you make contact with that sense organ, arise the consciousness, then you perceive. And I tell you, without heedfulness, without mindfulness, you have been doing this for umpteen times a day. Do you understand? Sankara Sanya. Think, conscious, perceive. And this is so fast. That's why without the daily mindfulness, you cannot understand all theory. That's why I say do, don't question. Don't doubt. Just do. Do until the sati come. You will know. You understand what I say. You saw all this inside there. Inside your own form and mind. The real meditation is not what you think. You understand? Yes. Pass the mic back.
Since Sankara and Sanya is very fast, if that person don't have heedfulness,
completely gone.
The vinyanang cannot be pure consciousness.
Definitely.
But what you say is a pure consciousness.
It's pure, but you are not aware. Understand not? That's why in the seeing, it's the seeing conscious, just like conscious, but no one to see. But because of avijja, you straight away associate with the seeing. Understand not? The content of consciousness went in already. You cannot stop. You cannot cut. Understand not? So you cannot separate these two. That's why straight away your thought come out. You understand? If you have the direct seeing, this one come out. You understand?
Direct seeing with heedfulness.
No, direct seeing, no word. No word means what?
the silent mind aware. You are with that thing. No word. Then how can there be content? You understand?
Okay.
That's why without this, that's why Pang say, so fast. But when you are mindful, it's not far. But every moment of seeing is the direct seeing. You're just aware without thought. Means before the knowing, before the content went in, before even the decision, the chetena, understand now, the mental intention. That's why all these are very clear when you have mindfulness. Okay? Very good question.
Can I imply that even at vijnana is pure consciousness if you are in silence, even feeling, sanya,
they are all there. The seven universal. Seven universal are all there. They are needed for that consciousness to arise. Because without that seven basic universal concomitant, consciousness cannot arise. One of them is contact. Remember? Then perception. So without this, the consciousness cannot arise. But that one, I told you just now, is before the karma. Understand? Before kusala and akusala. Understand not? Means you haven't input the chetena. Understand not? The mental intention. You only got the manasikara. Then the, what, jetro, what, the life force. Jivin what? Jivin riyang. Then one point on the ekakata. All this doesn't trigger. But the moment you make a mental intention, chitanya, pop, go in already. Understand?
The moment we have the mental intention,
that's how karma come about.
Karma come in, and then there's no more pure consciousness.
If you want to say that, if you are not enlightened, the moment this consciousness come out, this is egoic. But this is the thought. Understand? This is the thought. You understand? The moment you input content without wisdom, finish. Then you somehow want to cut here. How to cut? We are here already, avijja, the thought. Limited. Egoic. You see or not? That's why you cannot do foolish thing. Here already is a thought. Limited. Egoic. The atta is there. If you don't have avijja, here is pure vijnana, then you input pure thought, right thought, wholesome thought, no avijja one, based on right view. That's why you must act with wisdom. And then this one become pure thought, wholesome thought, right thought, according to Noble Eightfold Path. And then, no craving, you need to cut or not. Then feeling remain as? That's how you become enlightened. Understand? Well, now very happy, Brother Teo said, we all become enlightened, no. But possible. Very easy, this sasana, this era. Yeah.
Actually, Sui's example is didn't lock the car and then until running, hitting old lady or that. Okay, let me just share with you a very simple. Actually, you start from here, the ignorant avijja. Correct or not? Avijja, whether you lock the car or you didn't lock the car. Okay? Very simple. If you have the wisdom or the panya, then you wouldn't even continue there. Straight away, up front, more or less settle already. Okay, let me explain to you how. Okay? Japanese car, Malaysian car. Okay? Lock. Click. One sound. Open. Click, click. Two sound. So if you hear click, lock. The car lock already. If you hear click, click, the car open. So a lot of times, last time before I remember this rule, always, they lock the car, doing lock the car. After walking back, rush back, click, click. After you click, click also, you don't know whether lock or not lock. Then you can pull the handle. So this rule is very simple. Lock is one syllable. Lock, click, one sound. Open, click, click, two sound. Or you see the light, click, click, two times, open. If you see the light blink one time.
Honda
terbalik. Is it? Okay.
Okay, now we
okay, very good.
Because Sri Anand's example make it clearer for you. He's helping you to remember. But the trouble is you're not mindful. Whether one sound, two sound, you also don't know. Where you were thinking, rushing to the office, I don't know. That's why when you do one thing at a time, be with the moment, you will recall. That's why. Because you are so mindful. You remember I teach you? When you go out of your house, let's say you own a car, you want to drive. What you do? You look for your car key. You look for that mechanism, what you call it, remote control. To open the car. Are you mindful? How you, your hand, with the awareness, with that movement, kaya nupasana, and go and take that thing. Because you are aware, you see. And you know where it is, because you can recollect. Right? You are aware when you put it down. Understand? That's why with mindfulness, all this come. Then after you take, how you put it into your pocket or hold it in your hand, you must be aware. Understand? Then the next thing is get out of the house or wear your shoe. Very likely you wear your shoe, what you do? You put the remote control where? Yeah? You put on the floor, yeah? Or next to the plate. Then after you rush, because as you wear your socks and your shoe, your thinking goes so far, the moment the sock is up there, you straight away look for your shoe. You go out, reach the door, oh, remote control still inside. That is what you do, understand? You are so impatient. You just want to rush things, understand? But if you are aware, you no need to rush. You calm yourself down. Mindfully do everything. It's faster, more efficient. That's what I realized. Then the other thing that Sui Han didn't share with you is when my daughter said, not sure here. Not sure is what? Doubt. Not ignorant. Ignorant is the big taiko. Understand or not? Doubt. Mental hindrance first. So when you have that, you are not calm already. Understand or not? When you got doubt, you calm or not? You doubt yourself or not? Don't have faith already, understand or not? Then why you want to doubt? Just tell yourself, if I'm not sure, because at that moment I'm not aware, I go down and check, finish. I know it to rush. Believe your karma, understand or not? If you forgot, if your karma is such, you got somebody take your phone, that's it. And you know what happened or not? When my son was young, because he got this type of parami, the karma come and test him, and he really kena. He bought a new phone. Handphone, no. That time, I think, form kui, form one, form two. He pak na chu go kao. Then people bang the glass, the window. Then just take the thing. Just take the thing. And one night, he forgot to bring it in on you. Then he know, no. Karma. Then after that, I explained to him. The sign will come on. Then as he grew up, you know what he tell me? Daddy, really true. The sign come on. I know something wrong already. Then he become very mindful. Because of that handphone incident. I say, we all different from normal people. Immediately show it to you. You heedless, you not careful, there is condition, finish. And this condition come because you are a cultivator. Understand? That's why when I young, I see this happening until I told my wife, bo kao lu bo xiang xin in Hokkien. You will have no doubt about karma. It's like that one. And I used to tell you what? Ho che one, you understand? A chia one. Because it show it to you one. Immediate. No need to like normal people. This life also cannot arise. Wait for next life. Wait for future life. Got condition only arise. You think like that, you can learn or not? After you die, you forgot what you do. Understand? That happened that time. Why this fellow do this to me? Because last time you did to people, you don't know. No condition to arise. Then this life got condition, you cannot. Understand? So the Buddha said, we are all born of karma, heir to our karma, condition is supported by our karma. We are what we are because of karma. So don't blame anybody. Blame who? Blame yourself. You created the karma yourself. And the teaching is so clear. And the Buddha said, no one save you but no one can and no one may. We ourselves must walk the path. Buddha merely showed the way. You sing, you cannot remember. You never walk that path. No, if a path.
You never take care of karma. You don't develop the wisdom, the understanding. Then you call yourself Buddhist some more. Very loudly argue with people. Hey, I true Buddhist, no. Or you help out in the temple. You see, I help out in the temple, no. I donate one, no. I do dana every day, no. I offer the, I offer. So what? You never even follow the advice of the Buddha and you proudly call yourself a Buddhist. To be worthy of him, to be a real cultivator of the Buddha Dhamma, you must at least, to me, heed his advice, follow his advice, keep your precept, train your mind, be mindful, develop the understanding, and take care of karma, be a blessing to the world. That is so simple, isn't it? Is it difficult? To me, it's so much easier than to learn the bad habit, understand? You understand? When you are heedful and mindful, you cannot break. Like Po Lai, what did he tell you? 你不可以做了. You know what is that word? You can never do already. Yeah, you saw how you get afflicted. How this is heedless thinking. And she called it what? The game of what? Huh, you some more everyday think like that, act like that, do like that. You will never do it anymore. Because you know it's suffering, leading to suffering. All these are wrong thoughts. Condition your fear. And when you see it very clearly, you can repeat it. I tell you, nobody can help you. Understand? It's like you cannot burn by the molten thing. And you still take it lightly. You know? Every day still want to bong. You know what is bong? More, more. Ha. Understand? You like to more, you cannot. Understand? You know what is more or not? Come from the word maybe more. Ha. Understand? Correct? Yeah, the word starts in more. You got more, you cannot. Yeah, more ha is what? Delusion. Something cannot more, don't go and more. Understand? You understand? Oh, N is here already. Sadhu. So, after I can start Bodhisattva Vow. Okay. This evening.
The pure consciousness, that the direct seeing stop at all at the pure consciousness. Every time in life, when we live life in the office, could be anywhere, when things happen, they always, not, people who are not cultivators, they always tend to look for someone to blame. So, many occasions, that I come across this, that we just stay within, without perception, just aware, it doesn't affect our mental state at all.
Yeah, what you say is true. But human beings that don't have the ability to be aware and stay silent within, they cannot. Their mind very kepo. You know what is kepo? Busy body, pakwa. Everything also want to interfere, poke the nose through. I sent one, the one you saw. You didn't receive. Did I send to the Cameron Highland Retreat Yogi? There is a kid, you call what? Not eat ice cream. Having the ice cream in his hand. Ping si ling. You call that what? It's not eat. What do you do? Come ice cream. Lick. Lick the ice cream. Then there is one elderly guy. He look at this boy. I think 6-7 years old like that, sitting there happily take this ice cream. Then he walk by. Then he like want to teach this boy. Boy, you not scared. After you get cold, ice cream not good for you. No? You know what did the small boy tell this fellow? He said, my grandmother is almost 100 years old. Then this guy, he thought the grandmother also take ice cream. Live until 100 years old. Then he asked the boy, did your grandmother also lick ice cream like you every day? You know what the small boy replied? My grandmother never poke her nose into people's business. That's why he live until 100 years old. So he's indirectly telling this guy, you want to live long life, no need to take care of health. Don't poke your nose into people's business. That's it. That's why you kepo, I tell you. If that fellow don't want to listen to your advice, what happened? They think you are nonsense?
Annoying.
Annoying. Ah, very good. You are very annoying. You know. You got nothing to do. I like ice cream, cannot lick. That's how you feel. You inside very angry. So I tell you. How can this guy? I man good. I want to help him. No, good according to you. Understand? And you kena from him. No. Oh. Then you think you very smart. You argue with him. No. Hey, how can you do that? I man good. No. I'm advising you. No. You say some more. You kena whack. Birth already. Transgression. Understand? Because he is so emotional. He don't like you already. Because you interfere, poke your nose. And you are so annoying to him. He already warned you. Annoying means what? Huh? Not only craving, no. He grabs. He don't like you already, no. Then what happened? You say some more, he become that one already, no. You say one more time, to like justify, become, take birth. He whack you already. That's how he take birth. Transgression. Because from annoying, not happy. And there is dependent origination. Then you realize, this was what Brother Theo told me. So you want to live long, don't become kepo. That's not. Be heedful, be mindful. That's why I say when you meditate, what you do? Silent your mind. Silent means what? Silent means aware. Understand? Mindful, heedful, be with the moment. Doesn't mean you ignore the world, no. Doesn't mean you don't do anything, no. You silent because you can accept things as they are. Understand or not? You understand or not? Because the Buddha say, whatever that arise, there are. This is reality. This is the nature's law. You wanting your way. Because you see that boy lick ice cream, you think you do good. Understand or not? Talk to the boy. Kena kau kau on the boy. So this is what Dhamma is when you apply to daily life. That's why life itself is your greatest teacher. Everybody make mistake before you have the wisdom. Understand? So you learn. As long as you are mindful, heedful, you learn. Every time you learn, you become more wise. Then every time you take care of karma, your life improves. Because less condition for this negativity of karmic friction to arise. Okay? Enough, huh? Sadhu. 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 So no more. Adeline. I think never mind. Spend some time. Yeah, it's useful.
I hope it's useful. Just I'm sharing. Meditation yesterday morning. I did some walking meditation. So after that, walk back to the main shrine hall. And there's a group of tourists. A lot of them. Kids, you know. So, I thought there's a good place for meditation, so I just sat down at a bench.
To test yourself, yes.
Okay, after the walking, the stillness is there already. So, I sat, the moment
stillness,
I sat
the
there.
Awareness, your mind stopped. Your mind like didn't really move. Means the silence is there. Very good.
So, I sat down, meditate there. Only the hearing consciousness is there.
Correct.
Yeah, I can hear a lot of people talking.
Yeah. All those vibration, everything.
The bird chirping, everything.
Yes. Correct.
So it's very silent.
Yes.
So then after that, there's
very good.
A few people, I think a couple, next to me. They are talking. Then suddenly this kepo mai come. But immediately,
I
relax.
Yeah.
And aware.
Then gone.
So I could see the
sankara
and
coming
sanya
up already.
Come up,
yes.
And then with the relax, it comes
back.
Sadhu.
That's what meditation
mind.
Is. Yes.
So I thought
very
this
good.
Is explaining
sadhu.
What is
very
all
good.
This.
Sadhu. Very good. This is very, very useful.
Yeah.
So every time you aware, mindful means one, two, kepo already. Then what you do? Meditate. Means relax. Then it subside. That's why you won't become. Understand? No? You won't grasp, you won't become. So at craving, when you understand, you relax. When you relax, what happened? This craving that has arisen, what will happen to it? It will cease by itself. Yeah, you don't feed it with any more negativity or thought energy. You understand? You let it be. Like the 6R. Recognize, she aware, she recognize, release. Let it be. Then, relax. That's what she did. And this is what our meditation is. The first support. When you relax into it, silent, don't interfere, don't feed you any more negativity or thought energy, then this craving, which is dependent originating, not intrinsic in you, will cease. That's why the mind will go back to its original state. And she realized this because she has been in this silent state for so long. Since the last year after that, she very diligent. Even this year before she come, she make it a point, she shared with us, she went with Yun Chan Day or to Rayong, remember? And she told me her intention is to stabilize the daily mindfulness before he come for this retreat. See, people are so serious, so committed. That's why she can progress very fast. She can understand. And this is her second year only. She attended last year. After that, she become totally different. Before that, you cannot understand my talk. After that, last year's retreat become very different. That every day, wherever she is not occupied anything or busy, Tuesday class, she will be there. Then later, bring the daughter there also. That's how you progress. Well, you see the importance, you become serious, and you work on it. Yeah. Let us rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This is very good. Very good. So when you can do that, your mind becomes very different. Then you can just let things be. The spacious awareness without any center means whatever that imprints on your sense organ. That's why she used word to describe. Yeah? The vibration, the chipping of the bird, the whatever sound and all those things. It's just aware. Finish. Then when you want to know, perceive, you can. You don't want, you're just silent. That's what meditation is all about. Can you understand? And this is how your mind functions. Make sure you understand it at least at the pariyatti level. What is pariyatti level? Learning of the teaching, understand or not? When you learn, you develop knowledge of the teaching first. Then you apply it to cultivate and develop the real understanding. That is phase two of Dhamma. What is phase two of Dhamma? Party. Not every day go party. Yeah, you see the word party. Hey, brother, you say go party. Very good. Every day party. We will get party. Like that, susara. So, must understand. Make sure you understand this. Then the next time you live life, different. This one, I go back. Listen to it many times. This recording, today. Make a note of the date. Our sister Sandra want to share. Yeah, very good. She also got very good experience. Then there was another lady also. I don't know why, whether she want to share or not. So Adeline haven't finished. You wait, Sandra. You come near and wait.
Just a short one.
No, come near and wait. Don't worry. Otherwise, walk too far. Continue, Adeline. Good.
So after that, it's so still. I feel like stillness.
Yes.
After that, I walk back to the meditation hall. I can feel that the body and mind is moving.
Yes,
everyone.
Together.
Yeah, together. So light.
That is real sati. That's why she will know what sati is. And all the movement, naturally she will be aware of. No need to purposely try to be aware. No need. And it's so light. Understand? Then I saw some of you do the walking. You know what you are doing? My nature can feel. You are actually thinking there. And you walk very slow. Nothing to do with slowing down. The slowing down will happen, understand? But when you reflect, you don't walk, understand? But if you become expert already, or you're very good already, then you can walk, and yet you can reflect and contemplate. That's what my son do. That's what I used to do in the early day. I just silent. I will look at something, silent, look at nature. Then in my house, I will just relax and stand there, inquire. Then after that, I just walk. Because the mindfulness is already there. When I inquire is, how can I let living being understand? Because my problem is, the thing that I understand and know is like a lot of leaves, not the forest. a lot more than the handful, understand? But how can I explain it in such a way that normal living being can understand? That's why I need to inquire. Then all of a sudden, the understanding will come. Then when I share, this understanding will be the guideline. Understand? That's why I had to reverse my teaching. I had to go back to basic. Then I had to share at the level where people can understand. This is what happened. Very good. Sadhu. Yeah. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Yeah, Sandra. Yes.
Good evening, everyone. Karanitas. Yeah. I just want to share before my this retreat. Actually, Sister Yun Chan knows about my experience and encouraged me very much to share this. I think this is a good condition for me to share. Sorry about if, let's say, I've not explained well enough. What happened to me was on the 3rd of March, which was a Saturday, there was a walk that was organized by our organization. Yes. And my chairman and the MP will be there, so high-level people. So happened that I got two centers that is very near to the park that they are walking. And I'm supposed to have 120 elderlies to participate in the walk. One month beforehand of that walk, we only managed to get 40 elderly. So it didn't look good because we are going to receive about 100,000 donation also. So what happened was 1 week, or within that week, on the Tuesday of that Saturday, I went to the nearest center and said, and asked the staff, how many elderly from this center going? I said, going where? They totally didn't know what happened. Okay. So I asked the center in charge, why isn't this information cascaded down? By the way, I'm here not to talk about my position in the organization or anything, but just a sharing here. This staff actually report to the staff that reports to me. So I said, I have given WhatsApp, I've given emails to ask everyone to help to participate in this walk, which is very important. And I know it's Chinese New Year. A lot of activities. Yes, elderly may be, you know, tired. Staff may be tired, but why is it not cascaded down? So he says he filtered the information because of staff welfare. So then I was, the anger already started, okay? That was a Tuesday and the event was Saturday. So the staff were quickly panic and get as many elderly to go as possible. So in the end, in fact, before that day, we only gather about 40, and after that day, we managed to get 109, okay, from all centers, because I went to visit all centers to garner support. But all centers, they tried their best already. So this center A actually has only about 20 to participate, and the MP is from that area. So another center B, it's very near to the park also, but got 40 seniors going there. But they have an activity right after the walk, or, you know, the walk ends about 10:30, but they say they got to go back by 10. So I said, fair enough. I told chairman, go ahead, and got everything done. Sadhu. On the day itself of the walk, it was a Saturday. Usually I don't pick up phone. I happen to be in the ladies, by the way. And the phone start to ring. I just pick up. Oh, chairman, yes, what can I do for you? Why is it, Sandra, you... I'm beside the MP now. Is our center having a big event, right? Why is it that the MP is not invited, blah, 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 and then, like, you know, get very, very angry with me. So I was, like, lost, and I said, oh, boy, this anger was 1 week before, and then, you know, it again grew. So the abhijja was really, really strong. I didn't have mindfulness. So I was really, really angry and I started to WhatsApp because I didn't want to call people during the weekend. So I WhatsApp the center and said, do you have a center A? Do
do you have an event right after this? Why is it that nobody is informed? So he says, he didn't even reply yet. So I was like, wow, inside, burning, you know, and then it was really, really very, very difficult to move on. So after that, finally, I could not wait, I called him. And his message just came by and said, our center don't have any event for that morning. So again, another thought came in and said, if no event, why is it only 18 or even less appear in that walk? You know?
Yeah.
So another thought came in, and then it really, really, you know, stir up. And I was really, really burning mad at that time, at that moment. So, in fact, my chairman was waiting for my call. So after that, I said, okay. He started to say, morning, don't have, and then, you know. And then he already did his best and announced way ahead, you know, about the event and things like that. So to me, it's not way ahead, it's within that week.
Yeah.
So again, the anger came in, got emotional.
Yeah.
And I said, I was very, very angry. I said, too much lies to him. So it's really, really the evil.
Yeah, the evil.
The three evil roots came out already.
Yeah, yeah.
When I did that, immediately I stopped short. And I called chairman that time and said, no event in the center. So I said, then he said, oh, yeah, no event. So but before I called chairman, in fact, the thought came up to say that, see, look, you are in your position and yet you're not doing your job well.
Okay.
So, and after that, the thought keeps stirring until to the point that I was so angry and so angry and to the state that I look into myself and I look outside. And I'd ask myself, is there any permanency in this? Is there an I?
Yeah.
Where am I? What am I doing to myself? Because the burning itself was,
yeah. She can feel it. She can feel it.
And I can feel that, you know, there's so many negativity in this body that the cells just burst with negativism. So I told myself that, okay, stop. I took some deep breath. My whole body was like very, very to the maximum point of anger. And after that, when I start to reflect back and contemplate on the four right efforts, and I said, abandon, and then the anger just ceased.
Yeah.
Once the anger ceased, the body was
like...
No, not like, very tired.
Oh, very tired.
Because it was burning. Yeah, yeah. So I was so tired. I've never been so tired in my whole entire life before. So after that, I said, okay. I start to apologize to that staff, that Center A staff, and said, I'm sorry. I use harsh words. I don't mean it, you know. And I even follow up with a call on Monday to apologize. And then I have my aditan to say that I'm not going to get angry anymore.
Oh, sadhu. From that moment onward. Huh?
So I hope that this, with this sharing, this can actually link the 12 links.
Yeah, sadhu. Let us rejoice. Huh? Thank you so much, Sandra. So now you look at how things can happen. Despite she came last year, she got some form of Dhamma. But when you are in the spur of anger, you can still be heedless, understand not? Because you haven't rooted it out yet. So this thing, when it happens, as long as you are mindful and aware, then immediately it cannot move, understand? Because mindfulness is what? Huh? Awareness, sensitivity. If you're already sensitive, the moment your mind wants to move, you straight away aware. What is the teaching? Vedana upasana. Awareness of what? Mindfulness of feeling. When feeling has become unpleasant, anger. He said, reach the maximum, still don't know. Understand? Huh? That's why very stressed out. Then luckily reflected. Then one part she didn't tell you, she came and told me. She said after the body recovery tired, she's silent and looked within. She got a shock, that part. You say, what? You saw all the black one? Wow, Queenie, you know? I'll explain. Black one, what? She saw all the toxin inside the cell, understand? This is how you hurt yourself, harm yourself with the evil root. It not only makes you evil, it's poisoning you, understand? That's why that was a very good experience. Then from that day onward, or that moment onward, what did she vow? Never to get angry again, because anger can become like that. So sometimes you think you already learned. You think you already know. Not rooted out yet. Then sometimes it comes as a test. That's why it reached the maximum, like he said. So that you wake up after that. Understand? Then he make the atitan. You know what is atitan? Affirmation. Not to get angry again. No. If you can do that, I tell you, you become very different. But every time you want to get unhappy, angry, that atitan, you know what is atitan? That affirmation. That will come and remind you. You have that vow. You forgot your vow. Then that vow, when you recollect, when it alerts you, straight away you recall what happened. You don't want to end up like what happened. You are like a monster with all the toxin and everything and completely and so exhausted. Is that what you want? No, then you better affirm and determine not to get angry anymore. So it can turn out to be a blessing in disguise. Don't go and like foolish people go and complain, I still got anger. I fail. You think anger you are? You think you exist, you feel. Who is the you that you are talking about? It's the form and mind, the thought, understand, was never you. And the worst is only this segment of your life, understand? Then which one is you? You are born all the time. So all this is wisdom, understanding, can protect you, can bring about understanding, can change you, transform you. That's why I learn from everything. Don't worry about making mistake. Before you know, you don't know, isn't it? Correct or not? Then how do you know? You learn, determine, then cultivate. Like my teacher Acharya said, before you have, you don't have, isn't it? Correct or not? So what you lost is what you have. Gain. Understand or not? So, why you want to become unhappy? Before I have, I don't have. What I lost is what I have gained. So? No need to be unhappy, is it? True or not? They tell me what. They say, if somebody can take away my problem, I'm very happy. So the thing that he have, initially he thought good. Then later on, turn out not what he think. You know what is that? The girlfriend that end up as a wife. when the friend complained or what, you want or not? I got one. Anytime you can take. Because that guy cannot find girlfriend. So he said, he was so happy when somebody he was desperate to find a partner. He said, I got one at home. So these are the jokes that people, after experiencing, come to know. That's why you don't go through suffering, you don't learn. Do you understand? It's because nature is like that. Life is like that. That's why the first noble truth, the second thing the Buddha said, this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. If you don't go through, how can you understand? That's why I say every time I fall sick or what, I have this joy, blessing in disguise. Now I can really practice the second turning. That was early years, understand? Then after that, I realized, to be without sickness is so wonderful. That's why every time when I'm not sick, I'm so contented and so happy. Then I will sit down there with so much joy. Then I will thank my good karma, understand? Then I can appreciate everything.
Because how often can you have that type of joy and happiness? That's why I look at my house. I feel very good. Understand? Because of the pristine beauty. And how it has helped the whole family to have the good life. But most of the time we spend at home. So you have gratitude, understanding, contentment, then your life becomes very beautiful. Not sick, also so happy. With the gratitude. But people different now. When they get sick, they get very angry. Understand? Ayo. Then they are very impatient to let the sickness go on. No? Then when they heard the bad news, they fear, they panic. All this is the heedless living being without Dhamma, without understanding will do that. But when you have, you are not affected. You accept the reality. Then you recall the five daily contemplation that the Buddha taught you. This body of mine is not me. It's of the nature to get old, get sick and die. This is the reality. What I need to do is, I have to take care, I take care. I have to seek second opinion, I seek. I do my best. If there is no cure, I have to endure, I have to endure. I will not be deluded or deceived by what happened. Then Dhamma start to flow in. Then learn to meditate. Learn to relax into it, silent, and endure it. Then you got good karma, got people contact you and help you, and you recover. So this is what nature is all about. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. Take care of karma, your life will turn around. Okay, we finished the last part. What's the time now? 6 o'clock already. Oh, another 20 minutes. Good. Okay. Yeah. We're supposed to meet at 6:40 there. Can you all come in at 6:30? 6:30. Then I will start the puja first. Then after that, I brief you. Then I have the handout here. This handout is all the balance of notes. Those who just came, these beads, from the Abbott one. You come and collect in front here. Come and collect. And how many of you, Hui Ling? This one is, you know Mandarin, you read, then you understand. The abbot of this new temple. Pink color one. Then you read, Jie Yuan. You don't know Mandarin? The label, turn. Chanting beads. Very good. Take, yeah. Come, those who haven't take, come. Yeah. Okay. After, you can take. Yeah, can, no problem. This is the Bodhisattva vow. Those who don't have, there are quite a lot of copies here. Those who have the condition, who wants to take, you can come and collect a copy each. I will leave it on the floor here. Okay? Okay, I will leave it here. I think should be enough. So after is when we take the vow, we follow this, and you're supposed to keep a copy. For those who already have, I ask you all to bring. If you have not brought, you can borrow. The blue book one is with explanation and all those things. I will go through also. Okay, the blue book also have. As long as you have your blue book, Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, then you'll be there. Okay. I finish off this part. 2.3. Bhikkhu. There is another type of commentary that explains the fire sermon in a slightly different way. I read to you this one. This one is more connected to the paticca samuppada. The words, everything is more connected. So you listen. Here the commentary says, Bhikkhu,
form is burning. You know what is this form? Huh? External form, sense data. Huh? Form is burning. Then feeling is burning. Perception is burning. Volition formation is burning. Means that mental volition are burning. And consciousness is burning. Seeing thus, the instructed noble disciple experience. This word revulsion, I think, is not so good. Huh? What is its meaning? Like you don't like, is it? Revulsion. Yeah? Towards form, feeling, perception, volitional formation or activity and consciousness. Then through this passion, and this mind is liberated. I like the word wary. Huh? Yeah. I changed the wary already. Yeah. Oh, very good. The ensuing text reveals that all sabbe refer to the six internal sense bases, ayatana. So these are the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Then the six external sense bases are visible form, color, shape, and form. Then vibration or sound. Then smell, taste, touches, and mental object or mind object. Then consciousness, vinyanang, which is the consciousness, contingent on this sense basis. Yes. Because of this sense basis, the physical experiment, automatically the consciousness arises. So this consciousness, they are burning. By burning, the word adita is meant by burn with the fire of passion. In Pali is raga jina. This one is the commentary. Then the fire of aversion, dosa jina. I think jina is fire. Then the fire of delusion, moha jina. Then the manifestation of suffering, birth, aging, and death, sorrow, lamentation, pain, distress, and despair. So this one I think Miss Lee got it from somewhere, another version. Then the time. They want to know the different version. So I say, okay, put it in. Then more important is the last paragraph. Disenchanted, he becomes dispassionate. Through dispassion, he is fully released. With full release, there is the knowledge. Actually, there is the understanding. Fully released, he discerned that birth is ended. The holy life fulfilled. The task done. There is nothing further for this world. So this one means they are arahant already. Then the 18th sense line, I already explained. Then you turn to next page. This one is good. So this one is what I put in on. The eye, the sense data is color, shape, and form. Give rise to seeing consciousness. This is how the 18th sense line. And at the center is what? This is a common one. This one link all the five. So this chart is very good. So mind or mental object, then mental consciousness arises. So all of the consciousness is still mental consciousness, where the eye still need the mind to be conscious. So the five, physical plus the mind door, these are the six sense door. Then meditation consists of two parts. First part is to train the mind to be heedful. Then the second part is to make use of this trained mind in heedfulness to live life and cultivate Noble Eightfold Path with special emphasis on four foundation of mindfulness. So this one has been explained before. This mind that is trained, listen to you, and you want it to be silent within, it will just be silent within. If you want it to be aware or think, then it will just do that. Even if you want it to be at the moment of this one, you must be very stable in your mindfulness, otherwise you cannot do it. At the moment of feeling, perception, activity of mind and consciousness, I told you, you can be there. It will not like run away. Then it will just do that. That is, it listens to you. Heedfulness can only arise when the mind is trained. To be heedful, one must know how to silence one's mind to connect to one's true mind. The untrained mind is very heedless and it thinks a lot. because of avijja, ignorance and delusion. Without this heedfulness developed, one is as if dead spiritually, as per Dhammapada verse 21. Since heedfulness is the path to the deathless and the heedful do not die, so please do strike on with heedfulness. Then the note. There are no short notes, or these are no need to know. Then chapter 33, we stop here. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, we still got 10 minutes, huh? Oh, I read on, huh? Yeah, you come in early. Okay, I just read on a bit. Dhammapada verse 21. I think this one gone through already. To know who you are and what you are is very important. Is this human being or the fire degree or form, am I really what you are? How do you know the world? And how do you interact with the world? This one done. It is the senses that enable us to interact with the world via mind or mental consciousness. This is a very important understanding. Sakyaditi is self-delusion, and it is very powerful. It's a very powerful delusion, because during every moment of every moment of sense or consciousness, like seeing, hearing, thinking, etc., the personality or the egoic mind will arise if there is self-delusion, Sakyaditi. Then one will try to own and possess things. This is how selfishness, which is an evil root, arises. Similarly, because of the ego, one can also become jealous, angry, emotional, and fearful, which are the two evil roots of hatred and delusion. As they are the root of all evil, this is the reason why when things do not go your way, and when you cannot get what you want or desire, you can become very unhappy, and you can also get angry and become emotional too. When confronted with the First Noble Truth of all reality, the First Noble Truth reality, especially health problem or separation problem, the thought will project into the past and the future to condition your fear, worry, anxiety, and sadness or unhappiness, etc., leading to suffering. See that it's just a thought, not a reality at all. So how come it has the power to torment you and cause you so much suffering? This is wrong view, conditioned by your delusion to grasp and cling onto the so-called problem, hence causing your fear, worry, anxiety, etc. Do see its impermanent characteristic and anatta nature. That is, it's just a thought which come and go, and it has got no power over you if you do not deludedly allow it to, or deludedly not deluded by it. Okay, 2.1. Ultimate Nirvana, when you have wisdom, you do not cling to the Dhamma. The Dhammas are only words, concepts, and skillful means pointing towards the truth, as likened to the finger pointing to the moon. So the commentary said, the mind of the past cannot be obtained, the mind of the future cannot be obtained, and the mind of the present moment also cannot be obtained. So this one we have gone through, Guangqing Lao Zhang teaching. So this English translation by the commentary is not so clear as compared to the Mandarin version. In Mandarin, it's Kuo Qi Xing Pu Ke De, means the mind of the past is already gone, so it's no more reality. That is, you cannot hold on to it and have it anymore. Similarly, future has yet to come, so it's also not a reality. The moment is the only reality in life, and moment to moment life passes by, what are you doing? Are you mindful of the moment, truly living life? Or are you too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life? Means heedless. So much so you totally miss out on life, to be with the moment, to experience all of the wonders and beauties of life without any fear, worry, anxiety, is true, truly living life. The present moment may be the highest in life, but in order to transcend life, one must also transcend even the moment. This is because the moment passes by so fast, and is also not a reality in that sense. That is, split second is dead and gone. This moment, then the next moment, and the next moment, only a stream of unending moments of thought, rising and falling. See this clearly and free your mind. Only consciousness and thought arising and passing away, implying it is nothing substantial and not so real. This is the reason why the Buddha said, mind is a foreign thing, mind is cheap. And when mind arises, everything comes to be, and mind make a day. So if one acts, speaks, and thinks with a heedless mind or unwholesome mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, suffering will follow one like the wheel that follows the hoof. So this one is very clear. Hence the reason why the Surangama Sutta say, perception of form is consciousness, whereas non-perception is wisdom. The first seeing refers to mundane seeing. We are conditioned arising mundane mind. Whereas the second seeing refer to the direct seeing, via the true mind, which is beyond thought and beyond mind, the mundane mind. Eh? When cultivating the Buddha Dhamma, one must be diligent to do it continuously with full determination in order to be successful, and one must not be complacent. A good analogy is of the primitive man making a fire. Eh? What they do? They rub a stick against the rock to spark off the fire. So one must not stop halfway before the spark can be triggered off. Before the spark can trigger off the fire. Hence, heedfulness must be stabilized and sustained until one is ever mindful. So it's the same. If you, before the spark comes, for the fire to light up, you stop. So what happens? No more friction. That spark cannot happen. That aha moment cannot happen. So you have to be continuously mindful, stable until the aha moment happens. After that, you can take a rest. No need to work so hard already. Then you graduate, become beyond training. No need to train. Because it's part of you already. The mindfulness, the heedfulness, the wisdom, the understanding. Okay, very good. We end here. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So you can have your dinner. Those who are not having dinner, do your... You got duty or not? Oh, no more duty. Then can come 6:30, no problem. Oh, evening no duty. Oh, then do you want to start early? No need, 6:30, some need to take bath and all those things. Okay, some need to go down and eat. Okay. Thank you. Sadhu. Can. Yes. 写上去。你会写吗？不会。叫我会写。